This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaitespac, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Daniel, Daniel, Surprise, Suprise. Date of birth, February 29th of 1948. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Surprise with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was November 14th of 2023. He's been feeling well, and he would like to be placed on standby for nephrology to save him a trip from Stanton to Elma. And he is hoping that you can follow his labs and re-refer or ask us to see him if there are concerns. And, of course, we would be glad to review these labs also. And I did give him a new standing lab order for the next year. But he would like to be on standby for appointment rechecks, and that is agreeable to us at this time. And at your request, we will bring him back for a follow-up appointment if you don't agree with his request. Currently, he's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight the carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. He's on insulin, Synthroid. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 240 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse is 66, and blood pressure 132 over 76. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a very faint systolic murmur that does not radiate. Abdomen soft without masses. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done today, 6/24/24. Creatinine is stable at 1.38. Estimated GFR is 53. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.5. Albumin 3.7. Phosphorus is 4.2. Hemoglobin 14.9 with normal platelets and a normal white count. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. And we've been seeing him since July of 2018. We will place him on standby for now. We will ask him to continue to get lab studies done every 3 months. And we will have copies and we'll review those. And if you believe he should have a follow-up visit or if the labs indicate worsening of condition, we'll call and schedule a follow-up appointment. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.